so good to have you back here. It's been a while. I know, you know, you've been slightly under the weather, but hey, you're looking good now, and, you're back.
And thank you for having us here.
Oh, sure.
And happy holidays to you.
All the same to you and your family. And this Wednesday, the Fuller Sound is going to be reunited on stage at Dazzle at Bowers. And it's a must-see event because who knows when it'll be the next time that the family will be able to reunite on stage, because all of you have your individual careers and things going on in life as well.
They're all stars in their own right. And I know I have a nice following here, and everybody shows so much love when I come out and play. And I hope you can make it next on the 27th. At Dazzle's Fuller Sound has returned.
All right.
I don't think we've played together in 15 years.
Really? That long? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
And so I'm looking forward to our family being together. This is a family band.
Sure.
And hopefully Mama Fuller will be able to join us as my wife, myself.
Right.
And Tia. And Shami and Rudy.
And Ashton's going to be there too, right?
Right, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Ashton
will be there too, yes.
All right.
Yes. So it's a family collective.
All right.
And it's very special because it's the holidays. We're all really excited about the thing.
You should be. And Tia, good to have you back home during, you know, the holiday time of year.
Thank you.
And are you still involved at the Berklee College of Music?
I am. We just finished our fall semester last week, and it's been a very active semester for me and for my students at Berklee, and then also for my family. So we've had a really great time this year, and hopefully to start off the new year. This is going to be a great opportunity actually to kick off the new year with some new beginnings and also replenishment and rejuvenation and restoration. So really looking forward to just being back home.
That's great.
But between my touring schedule and I have a new album coming out next year on Mac Avenue Records. So between doing that and teaching and touring and doing master classes, I stay pretty busy, which has been good.
Well, good. Right. Keeps you out of trouble, right?
Yeah, exactly. For the most part. No.
And Tia, you say you have a new album coming out next year in 2018. And still on Mac Avenue Records, without divulging too much, so keep it a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any special guests or something different that you may be doing?
Definitely. I mean, I'll divulge it all. I just actually got off of a conference call for the photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
That's taking place in L.A. in a couple weeks.
I see.
But this is actually a branch from what I've been doing with Piano Quartet. So it's actually guitar quartet with no piano, and it's featuring Adam Rogers on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, James Genus on bass, and also Bill Stewart on drums. Terry Lynn Carrington is producing it.
Oh, my.
And so I have two different rhythm sections, and I really wanted to just have more of an open sound to where the guitar player is functioning more as a sometimes a lead instrument. Every now and then it's comping, but it really has a just a different vibe to it. It's called Diamond Cut. And it should be out. Actually, the street date is May 25th, 2018. So I'm really excited for the release of that. And hopefully I'll be back here at Dazzle's to do a CD release party here in Colorado.
That's great. Well, you have excellent accompanists. And as you mentioned, without a piano, it tends to get a little bit more open because, you know, without a piano, that's usually the anchor to keep it, you know, more a little bit more mainstream. But I look forward to hearing that new sound of Tia, pardon the pun there, of the Fuller Sound family.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm going back to Papa Fred. Your father was a pretty well-known regional musician in the Albany, New York area. Right. So you grew up in a music environment. And I think you told me one time that he was one of the first teachers that the great Stefan Harris on vibraphone had, because he also was from that same area.
That's right. That's right, Arturo.
So we have a question here. Sure. Do you think, having produced, you know, three wonderful children who are musicians, is it just genetic, or is the environment they grew up in part of that? What would you say, or is it a combination?
I think it's probably more of a combination than anything. In addition, these performances on Wednesday that we're going to do, I'm going to have my grandchildren perform also.
Oh my.
They're around so much of it that they've kind of caught the bug themselves. And Shami's son is going to play drums.
Oh, great.
And Kenya, who's the youngest, and my granddaughter, who is going to plays trumpet.
I see.
And this is her first year on trumpet, and I don't know if she's going to play trumpet but she's a
right
great dancer as well.
And I've seen so some of her
so maybe we can get her to dance a little bit. It's a special thing just having family together at Christmas time.
And Fred, obviously you'll be there on Wednesday, and will you have some time to rehearse like the good old days in the basement when the rest of the family arrives?
No, this is going to be straight from the hip.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. You know, you have experience playing with each other, so you may open up, you know, slightly tentative, but hey, after that first song, I know that it's going to be like if you had never stopped playing together.
It'll be special because everybody's a leader in their own right, and everybody's a dynamic, I mean, just their own individual and has their own following. And Rudy has come here with his group, and Shami has, she has come here with her group, with her trio.
Yes, she has.
And then Tia, she's all over the world with what she's doing, and so I'm to be honest with you, I'm not even concerned about the rehearsal.
I just get
up there and have a good time and let it flow.
Hey, just call a song and they'll follow suit. That's no right. need to worry.
That's the way it should be.
We're going to go back now to the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio when you brought the family to play the Fuller Sound in May of 2006. We're going to hear a song that features Mama Fuller, Ethiopia, on As Long As I Live, the Harold Arlen track that was performed here in May of 2006. Shami's was on piano, you're on bass, and Rudy's on drum. But there's no Tia.
That's okay.
You were away at that time.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah, you were the first to so-called to head out, you know, east, you know. But anyhow, this is the Fuller Sound. We heard them previously from their studio recording. Now we're going to give you an example how they sound live here on Kuvo Jazz.
I can't and I shall. I know I live long enough. That's why I wear my booties when it rains. Eating apples every day. See the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you?
It's really nice to have you both come in. I know you got busy schedules and a lot of people to go visit and things to do. So we really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to come here and share your thoughts and feelings with the KUVO listeners who remember you well, and I'm sure are just as pleased.
Well, thank you for having us, Arturo. Appreciate being down here and being part of this Denver jazz community family.
And Tia, we look forward to your new release in 2018.
Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you for the continuous support that you've always given me and my family, and the many opportunities. I know I definitely would not be here, of course, without my family, but also without your tremendous support. And you all are loved throughout the country. So.